Clairaudience. As clairvoyance is the ability to see things that originate in another dimension, clairaudience is the ability to hear them. It's not the silent communication of telepathy or infused knowledge. It's the definite earthly audio perception of actual sounds and words that come from anywhere else but here. Clairaudience is a French word that means clear hearing. I have to assume that whoever coined it never experienced the high-frequency, chirping, hyperspeed sound of voices from the other side that take every ounce of concentration to understand. Clear isn't one of the adjectives that leaps to mind. If you've seen John Edward or me or any other legitimate medium giving specific names and details about audience members' deceased loved ones that we'd have no possible way of knowing, you've seen clairaudience in action. On rare occasions, information might come telepathically, but at least speaking for myself, the vast majority of the time it's out loud, in my ear, piercing and somewhat distorted. You have no idea how often in 50-plus years I've had to force myself to just open my mouth and repeat what I think I've heard, even when I was sure it couldn't possibly be right and I was about to make a complete idiot of myself. It's not easy, especially on national television, when you're someone like I am whose life's work is 100% dependent on credibility. But part of my vow to God about these gifts he's given me is that as long as he sees fit to let the spirit world communicate through me, I won't question it, I won't edit, I won't try to interpret or make sense of it, and I certainly won't take credit for it. I'll just listen closely, stay out of the way, and let it come. Now, here are a couple of facts about clairaudience I want you to remember for future reference. It's not something that happens only to us weird woo-woo psychics. It happens to normal people all over the world every single day, few of whom asked for it or expected it. So, if you've been listening thinking, wow, I'm glad I'm not as crazy as Sylvia Brown and won't ever have to hear voices like that, don't say I didn't warn you. The more you explore your spirituality and invest your time and energy in your God-given genetic place in the spirit world, the more likely you are to experience clairaudience and other forms of contact from home. Stay open to it, welcome it, and most definitely educate yourself about it so that if and when it happens, you'll be grateful rather than terrified. No voice from the other side will ever say something angry, mean, or threatening, or that encourages you to do anything harmful or destructive to yourself or anyone else. I say this as someone who has infinite respect for my many friends and colleagues in the mental health community. If you hear voices and they're dark in any way, please get to a reputable, licensed therapist right away and let him or her help you. Or call my office and we'll be happy to refer you to an experienced professional.